but Bleak never appealed to me. Aunt Winnie's house, Dovecutt's, was halfway up a hillside and had, I was told, a grand view over the Shad Valley. When we arrived, there was fitful sunshine, a cold wind, and the odd spit of rain. This was the weather which I remember prevailing during my entire stay at Dovecutt's, but I could be mistaken. Memory has a way of being true to the mood rather than the fact. Auntie Winnie was welcoming enough, but I knew, as children do know instinctively, that I did not really interest or excite affection in her. I saw money change hands between Mum and Winnie, and I overheard a subdued conversation. I understood enough to gather that my aunt was being rather patronizing to my mother, and, because in the past she had been on the receiving end of such treatment from Mum, rather enjoying herself. "You two see if you can work things out between you," she said to her. "That's the number one priority, isn't it? And don't you worry about a thing. I'll look after young Ronald. Keep him out of mischief, shan't I, young man?" I nodded solemnly. I was a solemn child. My bedroom was at the back of the house, and though it was the smallest conceivable of spaces to sleep in, I liked it. Auntie Winnie was apologetic, not about the room's size, but that it couldn't be at the front with its grand view of the Shad Valley. Actually, I preferred to look out.